Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. New Jersey forest fire officials say a blaze that got within feet of several Burlington County homes is 50% contained as of this morning. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has more from Haynesport.
By sunrise this morning, ash covered the forest floor near Bancroft and Cove Court in Haynesport. Monday evening saw a number of houses threatened by the big rusty fire, which officials say has burned 40 acres in Burlington County. Among the homeowners with fire at their doorstep, Joe and Andrea Cahill, who told our partners at NBC 10 they just moved into their home earlier this year with their soon-to-be two-year-old son.
Watching the backyard smolder for a while, that's kind of a little bit heartbreaking.
But Andrea says they're grateful for the all-hands-on-deck effort from South Jersey firefighters.
There's Bordentown, we have Isham, Riverside, Haynesport. I mean, everyone has been phenomenal. I mean, we had at least, what, 15 firefighters in our backyard?
The good news, officials say no structures are threatened. At one point Monday evening, 20 of them were in danger. The New Jersey Forest Fire Service says the cause of the fire is still under investigation. In Haynesport, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia's tourism agencies sounded the alarm at a city council hearing on plans for the 250th anniversary of the country in 2026. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports that neither the state nor the city has budgeted any money for the celebration.
City officials talk a lot about the year 2026, when the city will host part of the FIFA World Cup, the Baseball All-Star Game, and a year-long celebration of independence. But nonprofits involved in the planning told council members at a special hearing at the Independence Visitor Center that officials haven't put their money where their mouth is. Catherine Ott Lovell of the Philadelphia Visitor Center pointed out the deadline is now just a little over a year away.
Time is of the essence. When you hear 2026, all of us have thought that it's so far out into the future. It is not. It is imminent. And we have one budget cycle left at the city and state level.
The witnesses were hesitant to name a dollar figure, but estimated more than $100 million would be needed for the World Cup and $60 million for the 250th celebration. World Cup host city executive Meg Kane noted the investment would generate nearly $800 million for the local economy, but only if the city and state deliver.
We successfully competed to host. We invited the world to come, and now we must rise to this generational occasion and deliver.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia's animal care and control provider is in desperate need of adopters and fosters. KYW's John McDevitt reports ACT Philly is being forced to euthanize dogs because there's no room in the shelter to care for them.
Dogs are being put down at the city's only open intake animal shelter, not necessarily because of behavioral issues, but mostly because of lack of space. Sarah Barnett is the executive director here at ACT.
We start with the dogs who've been with us the longest. So every day, a couple dogs are time-stamped for 5 days. So a dog time-stamped today has a posts on the website and everywhere saying, okay, if this dog does not find placement by Saturday, the dog will be euthanized. And it goes into detail about the dog and why they're here and everything we know about them. And it's not something we like to do. And we also find that the majority of those dogs do find placement because of their urgency.
More than 100 dogs are waiting to be adopted in the kennel space, with about 20 more sharing offices with staffers. To help clear the shelter and save lives, ACT is offering $10 adoption fees for harder-to-place dogs, 40 pounds or heavier. Thanks to a generous donor, animal rescue organizations are being encouraged to pull dogs from ACT's facility. The organization will receive $750 for one dog it takes, an additional $500 for two or more. Fostering is another way to free up space. In North Philly, John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.